And good morning. I'm Barbara Fote. I'm a member of the congregation, and I am here to welcome you. I see some very familiar faces and some new faces, so please feel the welcome and presence of God. These stoles indicate that we all are a little piece of the puzzle, but we all fit together. Everybody here is welcome, whatever your puzzle shape is. And feel free to get one of these stoles if you want, because it's just a symbol of our being open to everyone and our Christian hospitality. If you are new to us, I'm on the welcome team, so I hope that I get to you. We have a welcome brochure that we will try to get to you, and hopefully in the abbreviated bulletin that you have, you'll find the yellow slip. Two things: we would love to know that you are here, so please leave your name, and if you're new, we'd love to have some contact information for you, but even if you've been here 50 years, we'd still like to know that you're here. Then on the flip side is a prayer request. These will be collected during the service, and if you check that it's okay for us to read them, we will read them aloud. So regularly they go on the offering plate for attendance, but if you do have a prayer request, the ushers will collect them a little bit before the offering. There are restrooms back through this way. We do not have childcare today, so children are welcome to stay in the service, and a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy so that children should always be accompanied by an adult. Joyce is doing the liturgy today, and Dale will be leading songs. Amy's going to come in a moment and do the hymn sing. But I do want to tell you that our pastor, Alicia Wood, is on study leave today. She is in England studying about Wesley. So be sure to come back next week and the next two Sundays. We're going to learn a lot about John Wesley and Wesley theology. But this morning we have a guest preacher, J.J. Warren, and we are delighted to have you. J.J.'s in the process of ordination. He's worked at Ardsley United Methodist Church as the director of children's ministries. He's been a spiritual life coordinator at the Camp Casawasco. He's a senior at St. Lawrence College, right? Yep. Studying religion and creative writing. What a great combination. This past year, he studied biblical Hebrew and theology at Oxford. So you may want to chat with him about that. J.J. also was a delegate to our United Methodist General Conference, the top legislative body. And you're going to go back as a special delegate to the next one, I understand. But here's the fun part. He enjoys long walks on the beach, and my husband will especially appreciate this, mint sundaes with hot fudge. So that gives you a little bit of rounding out who J.J. is. And we are really pleased that you have taken time to be with us today. So thank you for that. It's time for our hymn sing, so grab those hymnals, and Amy will explain more.
Good morning. We try to give everyone a chance to have their favorite hymns heard. So I'd like to start today by asking anyone who has not already requested a hymn this summer to please raise your hand and request a hymn. Yes? 98. And you did a great job of picking one we haven't heard yet this summer. That was 98.
Thank you.
7:15. Today. Oh, I'm looking for raised hands. Yes. 122, verse 5. And don't worry, we have many more weeks of hymn sing if you didn't get to have your request today. Can you say that once more, Lee? That was 122, verse 5.
Good morning, everybody. It's nice to be back with you again. I was here last summer, and I see some of the same smiling faces again, some new ones as well, so it's great to be back. You all are part of my 7-week, 8-church series, kind of like a circuit rider, but instead of a horse, I have a Fiat. I think theirs went faster, though. So you're part of that series of renewal, and so I'm so glad to be here today talking about renewal and fruition. And so today, like we already said, Pastor Alicia is in England, where I just came from. I studied this last year from September until I just got back a month ago from Oxford, so we've kind of traded places, so I'm happy to be here today. And so this morning, as you know, the following series after this one will be on what Pastor Alicia learns while she's over there about the Wesleyan tradition in the 21st century. So our worship series now, though, is about fruition and imagining the people of God, the kingdom of God, the family of God in right relationship with each other and God's creation. And we've been collecting images of people that we know to be the children of God this month. And so we hope that you've had a chance to look at these images, which are up on the board over there. Today, we're going to end our service by singing Imagine the People of God. And as we are thinking about the coming to fruition this Sunday, we will open our worship singing Child of God, and remembering that we are each precious in the eyes of God. Please remain seated and join me in singing this song. Hymn number 81.
No matter what people say or think about me, I am a child No matter what people say or think about you, you are a child, you are a child of God. No matter what the world says or thinks about me, I am a child, I am a child of God. No matter what the church says, decisions, pronouncements on you, you are a child, you are a child of God. And there is nothing or no one who can separate, they can separate you from the truth that you're someone, you are family.
Good morning to all. My name is Joyce Flynn, and I am your liturgist this morning. Our call to worship this morning is titled Commitment to Life. Please stand in body or spirit as you're able and join me in the call to worship as displayed on the screen. In the midst of hunger and war, in the midst of oppression and tyranny, in the midst of doubt and despair, in the midst of fear and betrayal, in the midst of hatred and death, in the midst of sin and decay, in the midst of death on every side, amen. You don't have to imagine the people of God. You are surrounded by them. Take a moment now and share the love of Christ with each other with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five. And when you hear the music, that's your sign that it's time to return to your seat.
The children come forward. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Let us shout and praise God's name. Let us shout and praise God's name. Let us shout and praise God's name. Let us shout and praise God's name.
All right, all of my favorite people now. We've got you all in one place. So, as I said, my name's JJ. It's nice to see you. Can you wave? Hi. And on the count of three, I want you to tell me all of your names so I can get them all in, okay? So you're going to shout your names as loud as you can so that I can hear them. Ready? One, two, three.
Juliet.
I got it. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. So Now, I don't know what you usually do, but I had a game in mind for us. So, how many of you have heard of freeze tag? Yeah, a couple people? I hope you like freeze tag, hopefully. All right, so I think we need a bigger space. So let's have a few people. Who wants to play freeze tag? I'll need a few volunteers, all right? You guys with your hands up, come on down. We're going to play freeze tag right here. And now this can get super competitive and intense, so we're going to set some boundaries. So we'll play from this pole, and we won't go past there, and we'll play all the way to over here. You got it? So you can come on down up here. And I think, I never like to be put on the spot, so I think we need some of them to play too. What do you think? Yeah? Do we have a couple volunteers who would like to play freeze tag with us? Everyone's so brave this morning. Yes, we have a volunteer. Thank you. All right. So, for this game of freeze tag, we need one person tagging. Would anyone like to be the tagger? Yeah? All right, you're going to be our tagger, Joel. All right. And then we need an unfreezer. Who wants to be our unfreezer? You want to be our unfreezer? What was your name? Julian? All right. So, Joel is our, Joel, right? All right, you're our tagger. And now if Joel tags you, you have to freeze however he tagged you. So if I'm running like this, like a super cool run, right, and he tags me, then I have to freeze like this. And I can't unfreeze until Julian, right, comes over and tags me and unfreezes me. Come help me out, Julian. Thank you. Okay, now I can keep going. Does that make sense? If so, nod your head. Yeah? If they both tag you at the same time, then it's fun. So, does everyone make sense? And when I say stop, we'll stop exactly where we are, we'll all freeze, and then we'll go sit back up there. Does that sound good? All right, ready, set, stay within here, go. Oh, he's coming quickly. Where's our unfreezer? Gotta unfreeze everybody. Ah! Thank you, unfreezer. Oh, he's good. I don't know. He's too good. Ah! How's our unfreezer doing? All right. All right. We should go back up there. Good job. So, my favorite part of freeze tag is the running around. How many of you like the running around part? Yeah? Yeah, me too. It's not often that you get to run around in church, huh? So, but you guys have a fun church, so you're lucky. So, but the part I really dislike is the part where we're frozen. How many of you dislike the frozen part? I hate that part. Ugh. So, and then you have to wait until the unfreezer comes, right? And so it can be kind of annoying when you have to wait. And so today, when we're talking about fruition, that means like when you get fruits off a tree. How many of you have ever picked off fruits from a tree or have eaten a fruit? How about that? Okay, that's good. Good. I know your parents are doing a good job. So like fruition, sometimes things have to be paused, right? And it's kind of like that game, and we're just waiting for that fruit to come, to unfreeze. And it can't unfreeze. It can't grow a fruit unless someone's helping it, right? So unless the farmer or whoever's out there watering it and pruning it and helping the tree grow, it might be frozen for a very long time. So hopefully we will all be unfreezers. So if you see someone that's having a hard time, we want to go over and we want to help them grow. So we want to see how we can help them. Maybe, do you have any ideas of how you could help someone? Yeah? Ask them how they're doing. That's great. Nice. High five, Eric. Nice. Any other ideas how you could help someone? You've got one on the tip of your tongue, Joel? Well, I think asking's a good one, and I'm sure you'll have more time to think about it. So I think that was great, and you guys did wonderful. So we'll give you one last round of applause. All right. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you so much for all of these children up here and all of us children at heart, that we get to grow and experience you. Help us to be unfreezers in life, to go and help people who don't have help, and to be helping hands all around the world. We pray all of this in your precious and powerful name. Amen. All right, you guys are free to go back to the people who brought you.
And now, as we begin our time of prayer, please join me in this prayer for strength. Holy One, we do not pray for easy lives. We pray to be stronger people. We do not pray for tasks equal to our powers, but for powers equal to our tasks. We stand together, believing, receiving, becoming God's love. Fruition happens to individuals and to organizations. We, as a church, come to fruition when we support each other's growth in faith and love. If someone is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we continue our prayer time singing As the Deer.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
God, we have named people and places and situations that are on our hearts today. Still more is too deep for speech and remains unspoken. We hold these concerns for each other and offer it all to you. God, in your mercy. And now we will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and finally the Lord's Prayer. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. And now as we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Just breathe and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Creator God, as we come together in prayer, we give thanks for your many blessings, wonderful blue skies and sunshine, the sight and smell of beautiful flowers, and the lovely sound of birds. We also thank you for creating us with imaginations, compassion, and a desire for justice. We ask that as we give thanks for all of these wonders, you also help us to be aware of the prejudice and injustices visited upon so many of your people because of cultural, racial, religious, or economic differences. We listen and look for your presence everywhere we are and in everything we do, so that we are continually reminded of how we can take action in ways big and small to help break down those barriers and correct the injustices with our words and our work and our caring. Give us the strength and the will and the endurance to not just imagine, but to help bring about your peaceable kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. And now we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God's kingdom becomes real as we use our imaginations to reshape this world for love. We must imagine together and act together. Please stand in body or spirit as you are able and join me in singing, As a Fire is Meant for Burning, a new hymn with a familiar tune as displayed on the screen. From Paul's letter to the Galatians, Paul is explaining that loving others brings gifts into your life and gives us strength for the journey. I'm reading from the paraphrased Message translation, chapter 5, verses 14 and 22 and 23. If you would like to follow along or read further, you can find it on page 255 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. Now hear these words. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, everybody, again. Thank you. I know you're awake now. All right. So I can see you all, so I know who will be sleeping. So no pressure there, but I hope you're as awake as I am, driving here at about 8 a.m. this morning, which is much earlier than I like to wake up. So I'm happy to be here, and I hope you stay awake with me. And I love this series that you're doing, Imagine the People of God. Now, for those watching online or who may have forgotten the previous weeks or who, like me, were not here for the previous weeks, I want to do a quick recap, and hopefully it won't be too boring for you. Hopefully we'll make things fun, and you'll laugh at any of my jokes, even if they're not funny. So, thank you for your pity laugh. So, we started off with week one with the concept of imagination. And you read from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, using the wonderful Message paraphrase, which reminded us that God can do anything. That God can do far more than we could ever imagine or guess or request in our wildest dreams. That God does it, not by pushing us around like political leaders might, but by working within us. God's Spirit deeply and gently works within and through us. When we are planted in love, when we embrace the wonder, the awe, the incomprehensibility of our limitless God of unconditional love, we can begin to imagine together how we can build the kingdom of God. And now, from imagining, we moved on to week two, compassion. Imagining this kingdom together brings us to compassion. You read from Philippians chapter 2, which reminds us that we must have the same attitude as Christ Jesus had. We must have the same attitude in the ways in which we interact with each other, specifically with those who are different from ourselves. Now, this theme is especially important to me as I just got back from a year abroad, and I don't know how many of you have ever been out of the country. Even Canada or Mexico can count. All right, a few more hands. So, as you know, going across the world, you experience people who don't look like you or speak the same language as you do or are from the same countries as you are. And so going abroad, it was a real culture shift for me. I was on a train once from Prague to Germany, and the conductor asked me if I spoke 5 different languages, and I didn't speak any of them, and I felt really dumb. But so just to be in a place where my language and my color and my identity and my nationality wasn't the predominant one was just such a good experience for me to make me uncomfortable, to feel what other people feel. Now, I was traveling with a few friends, and we were going to Germany. And while I was traveling to Germany, I had my 2 Jewish friends with me. And one of my Jewish friends had never met a German before, and she was really nervous to go to Germany. And once we rendezvoused with one of my German friends who was meeting us there, I wasn't quite sure how our debrief would go, because later that day we were going to the Holocaust Museum. And so I have my one Jewish friend who's slightly afraid, and I have my German friend who I know and love as well, and we're all going together to this Holocaust Museum, and I wasn't sure how it would go, how the people would interact with each other. Now, once we were all together, and we went to the museum, the memorial in Berlin, I wasn't sure what would happen, but to my surprise, when we got there, my German friends started to sob. They started to cry uncontrollably and grieve out of a shame for this atrocity committed by their country in the past, a shame which is still instilled in many Germans today, they later told us. My Jewish friends embraced them, and in that moment, I saw a glimpse of what the kingdom of God can be. When we have compassion and we don't approach someone or a group of people with preconceptions or biases, when we see them as Jesus would see them, when we treat them as Jesus would treat them, we begin to experience this compassion that you talked about. We begin to see the kingdom. We begin to build a new world where no skin color is any less valuable than another, where no person is illegal, where no sexuality is oppressed, where no economic system uses exploitation as a means of profit, where no church preaches exclusion, and where no Christian practices hypocrisy. When we imagine this world and when we embrace compassion, we move into week 3, transformation. From Romans 12, you read again from the Message paraphrase, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without thinking. When I debate politics with family and friends that see differently than I do, I shouldn't allow myself to be drawn in by our country's norms. We can't justify our practices by what we already do. Today it's become normal to take children away from families, and some say it might be legal, but it's not just. It's normal for companies to seek to make the most profit and rebuke regulations by any means possible, but it's not just. It's normal for so many injustices to occur in our society, but it's not the kingdom of God. This is not what we imagine as people of love to be like. And now if we embrace this theme of transformation, it brings us to today's theme, fruition. All of these concepts, imagination, compassion, and transformation, are necessary for fruition. Now all summer, I've been preaching, you are my third church, I think. My family can fact check me on this. Third or fourth now, and preaching a series of renewal. And renewal is a necessary prior step, I believe, to fruition. You see, I believed that renewal, if you Google it, is defined as resuming a state or activity after an interruption. It's something that's already begun, but it was paused. It was set aside because something interrupted it. But then it continues, and the continuation of something is renewal. I believe that when Jesus appeared by the empty tomb in John, at the end of the Gospel of John, Mary Magdalene mistook him for the gardener because we were being shown the importance that God places on this world, that the button had been paused, but Jesus didn't just come, live, and die. Jesus rose again to keep working, to remind us that God's not done with this world yet, and neither are we. Jesus arose and worked again in this world and is working through us today as a means of renewal, to continue after this interruption. Though there have been and will continue to be several interruptions in the progression toward a kingdom of love, we are a people of renewal. The interruptions are just that, brief pauses. Brief pauses along a continual journey toward justice, a journey which will not be stopped by bigots or injustices, a journey which will surge forward like a mighty stream, which will tear down walls rather than build them, and a journey ordained by God and traveled, pushed forward by us. Renewal means a resuming of an activity, a continuing of a progress which has already begun. Only after we are renewed can we reach fruition. Fruition is defined as the realization of a concept or plan, or, as we know from our kids' sermon, as the growing of a fruit. Now, if we are to come to fruition, I don't imagine us growing pumpkins and gourds on us. It means that we ourselves are to be the realization of God's plan for this world. That we are God's plan to bring us hope and a future, to love the world and all those in it, to be reunited with God in an intimate and loving relationship. Each of us is a plan for renewal, and each of us can reach fruition. Renewal is the necessary precursor to fruition. But what do lives of fruition look like? It sounds nice, but what does it mean? Well, let's look at our scripture reading from today. If you go to Galatians 5, it says that it is absolutely clear that God has called you to live a free life. Just make sure that you don't use your freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want. Because by doing that, you destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. Now, from these verses, we can pull three things that I found. I'm sure you can pull many more. But one, we are free. That sounds simple, but it's important. It means that this world isn't just set in motion and what we do has no consequence. No, we have free choice. And two, this freedom to choose, to decide, must be used by us. We have the freedom to choose right from wrong. We have the freedom to choose prophet or people. When we use our freedom to serve others out of love, everyone becomes more free. Now, later on in this chapter, it says, why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence? Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit instead of a law-dominated existence? When we let the Spirit of love inform the way we use our freedom, we act in ways that are contrary even to our federal laws or our state laws or our church laws. When we are led by the Spirit of selfless love, only love is our law, only love for others above ourselves. I believe that God, through a big bang, created this world and everything in it, that creatures evolved and are still evolving today, that one day we will reach fruition, that one day God's Spirit of love will work so powerfully within us that we will each be beacons of love, so much so that this world will look like the kingdom of God. And those of you that have been to some of my other services, this will sound like a repeat, but I think it's so important. If you ever read that book at the end, and I think I said this last year too, Revelation, in the last chapter, New Jerusalem comes down. I don't know about you, but growing up, I had this idea that I die and I go to heaven and I float around in bedsheets and play a harp. But in this picture, we have a very different image, that New Jerusalem comes down, that this world, we would all be so actively engaged in being God, in being love for the world, God's vessels, that New Jerusalem would be able to be built here with God. And so I believe, as John Wesley believed too, that we can become perfect in the way we love. We can reach fruition. One day, the kingdom of God will be realized, and we will be the realization of God's plan for God's world. Would you join me in prayer? O holy God of love, who is powerful beyond belief, you inform us, you transform us, you change us and renew us. O God, make us your people mighty, mighty in the face of oppression, mighty in the face of tyranny, mighty so that we can transform this world into a place of love, that we would be your love for your world and your people. O God, bring us to fruition. Say it with me. Bring us to fruition. Bring us to fruition. O God, we ask all of this in your precious and powerful name. Amen.
May I say God has anointed you. Thank you for your inspiration that we can imagine being the people of God. As our worship service draws to a close, our service, as JJ has so well reminded us, just begins to be that love in the people of God here. There are many things that this church does to try to make that possible, and they are in your bulletin. I will not go over all of them, but let me highlight one or two. Summertime is vacation time, and so if you are out, great, on a weekend, terrific, but remember on Thursdays we have a service very similar to this one, just a little condensed. It's in the gathering room right back here, Thursdays at 6, so you can get that added little boost in the middle of the week. We also are looking for volunteers for our Vacation Bible School, which is kind of like children's camp with crafts and activities and learning Bible stories and all. And that's happening August 19th to 23rd. We need helpers on the ground. We need food. And you'll see Morgan's information is in the bulletin. If you can volunteer to help, that would be great. Great. JJ, did you have another announcement you wanted to make?
for this summer, for all of the churches that have invited me to preach, I've created a t-shirt that has all of your names on the back, so you can see the other churches who have heard the message of renewal. So if you'd like to, we have a couple out there at the front that we'll have afterwards, and you can see them, and we have a pre-order sheet as well if you'd like to get one.
Are you modeling one today? Could I embarrass you to stand up and so everybody could see the t-shirts? This is Mom, I think. I was trying to read the back because I was behind you and it's got all the various churches. It's JJ's Renewal Tour or something like that. And there's many other things in the bulletin, opportunities for service for you. So as we move on in our service, to accomplish all these things, we do need help. We need physical help, we need prayers, and we need financial support. If you are here for the first time, we do not expect a donation from you. You are our guests. But others who are able to contribute, the ushers will now come. And please remember those yellow slips. If you didn't hand those over with the prayer time, if you would drop those in the offering plates. The ushers will collect the offerings as we have our offertory, O Holy Wings, O Savior.
Some of you know that I was a preacher's grandson, and a lot of times I would go to my grandfather and ask him kind of these theological questions, and he would say, well, turn to such and such a hymn and read that hymn and sing that hymn and you'll learn about that theological concept. I think he knew that as a kid I wasn't just going to, I was going to roll my eyes and, kind of glaze over when he taught me theological depths. So I encourage you to read these words as I sing them. For me, it's about grace. And grace provides me with all the nourishment I need to come to fruition as a child of God in God's world.
Thy holy wings, O Savior, spread gently over me, and let me rest securely through good and ill in thee. O, be my strength and portion, my rock and hiding place, and let my every moment be lived within thy grace. Oh, let me nestle near thee within thy downy breast, where I will find sweet comfort and peace within thy nest. O, close thy wings around me and keep me safely there, for I am but a newborn and need thy tender care. Oh, wash me in the waters of Noah's cleansing flood. Give me a willing spirit, a heart both clean and good. Oh, take into thy keeping thy children, great and small. And while we sweetly slumber, enfold us one and all.
Praise God with the lute and the harp. Praise God with the timbrel and dancing. Praise God wherever you are. Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody praise the Lord.
Just imagine living life embracing God's love for your life fully. Imagine God's love infusing everything you do. Please remain standing now and join me in the prayer of dedication. In gratitude, in deep gratitude for this moment, this place, these people, we give ourselves to you. Touched by God's love, ask much of us. Expect much from us, enable much by us, encourage many through us. Amen. Imagine. Please remain standing and join me in singing Imagine the People of God one more time.
Imagine the people of God. Imagine the people of God. Believing, receiving, becoming God's love. Imagine the people of God. Imagine the people of God. Imagine the people of God. Caring, sharing God's love in the world. Imagine the people of God, seeking the way of Jesus Christ, trusting the courage to change, being at home with our neighbors and friends. Imagine the people of God. Growing, becoming community. Imagine the people of God. Trusting in God's abundant grace. Speaking the truth in love. Nourished in the Spirit's power. We are your people. Imagine the people of God. Imagine the people of God. Believing, receiving, becoming God's love. We are your people, O God.
And now go forth knowing that we are people of renewal, that we bring renewal, that we bring love and life into this sometimes dark world, that we are called to be different, that we can reach fruition, that this entire world can reach fruition with us working with it, inspired by God. Amen.